Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning, the Angie app, and LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey guys, what are you working on this beautiful fall weekend? If it's your house, you are in the right place, because that's what we do, and we're here to help you get those projects done. So look around your yard, look around your house, tell us about the projects you want to get done, and we will help. You can get in touch with us a couple of different ways. You can post your questions on MoneyPit.com, or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, if the thought of cleaning your gutters makes you groan, you're probably a good candidate for gutter guards. But while hiring a gutter company to install these can be ridiculously expensive, buying the product and then either installing them yourself or hiring a handyman to do the job for you can be a lot less expensive. We'll walk you through the project.
And laminate countertops can give you the look of natural stone without the price, but they're not quite as durable. But the good news is that laminate tops are actually pretty easy to repair. We're going to share some tricks of the trade to keep your tops in tip-top shape.
And also ahead, are you ready to give your walls a new look just in time for fall? We've got tips on wall coverings that can add interest and color to your decor.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. Give us a call. Let us know what your fall plans are for your house, from holiday decor to painting a front door to changing out your insulation. Whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Betsy in Georgia needs some help tackling a ceiling project. What's going on?
My question is how to remove popcorn ceilings. We have a bonus room above our garage that the popcorn ceiling was falling down in spot.
Okay.
And we scraped and scraped, and we wasn't getting very far with it. And we damaged the drywall with gouges from being scraped. My husband put stippling on the ceiling to cover up the gouges, and I don't think it looks good at all. It looks dumb.
So he kind of put more texture back on where he had the old texture?
Yes.
Yeah, so now you have to remove the stippling, which is probably done with spackle, correct?
Yes.
Ugh. Boy, I tell you what, went from bad to worse. You know what I would do if I wanted a really clean ceiling and that was the situation? I would knock down as much of that as was physically possible, so it's nice and flat, make sure as much of the popcorn is gone as possible, and then I would put a second layer of drywall over the whole thing, tape it, prime it, paint it, and be done with it. You'll have a brand new ceiling.
Bury it. Hide it.
I'm like, bury it. Because that drywall is probably so damaged now from the scraping off of the old popcorn to the adding of the stipple, and then you're going to have to sand and get rid of that. I just don't think that all the work that's going to be worth you putting into that is just not worth it. You're just not going to get a really clean look. So why don't you just put a second layer of drywall over it? It's really clean, easy to do, and it will look much, much better. in the long run.
All right. And then we have our other ceilings have popcorn, but we haven't tackled that. So is there an easier way to get it off?
Well, here's the right way to do it, is that you would dampen it, and then you would scrape it.
So you use like a paint sprayer or like a garden pump sprayer, and then you just lightly spray that on the ceiling, you know, get it wet. You're going to have to cover everything. It is a messy job. And then you just scrape it away with like a spackle knife.
And by the way, though, if you want to buy yourself some time, and maybe what happens with the popcorn, it gets dirty and gringy looking, you can actually paint that. There's a special type of roller that's a very thick roller that's got sort of slits in it, and presses the paint up inside the sort of the pieces of popcorn, and you can get a nice, bright, clean look to it. So it is possible to paint that and have it look a lot nicer and a lot cleaner.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Betsy. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Rick in Pennsylvania who needs some help getting candle wax out of a wood deck. So was it an awesome party?
No, it was just a silly mistake. I was actually carrying a citronella candle, and I dropped it, and it splashed back on myself and the deck.
Well, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this was like a couple weeks ago. I wasn't. Wax all over me and my eyes. It was not pleasant.
Oh man.
That was a mess.
Yeah.
All right, so it splashed all over the wood deck. It's soaking into the wood, I presume?
Yeah, I scraped off what I could, but a lot of it did go into the deck. It's a brand new deck, mm-hmm. and I did not seal it or stain it or anything. I was letting the wood dry.
Well, there is a trick of the trade for pulling wax out of wood that you could give a shot.
Pulling wax out of anything.
Really,
you get
anything,
wax
yeah.
on fabric, a tablecloth, on your clothing. This is the way to get rid of it.
Okay.
So what you're going to want to do is get a clothes iron and a paper bag, and you put the paper bag over the deck, and then you put the hot iron on top of the paper bag.
No steam, just a hot iron.
Just a hot iron. And what it does is it melts the wax, and it soaks up into the paper bag.
Yeah, somehow it magically, like, sticks to the paper bag, but not to anything else.
Sort of blots up, yeah. But just make sure it's a paper bag and not a plastic bag, or you'll get the opposite result.
Right, right.
You'll be going for a bigger problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it can be a grocery store bag, or like a lunch sack, or a shopping bag, like any kind of brown bag.
Okay, and just melt it. I mean, it'll suck right up into the bag. All right.
Now, I suspect that once you do that and you wait another season or so before you're ready to stain or treat the deck, I would just wire brush that area right over where the wax soaked in before you stain. And I think it'll just go right in there. I don't think it's going to block the stain. Those two tricks will help, okay?
I was kind of worried about that. But, yeah, well, great. I appreciate you guys helping me out.
You're welcome, Rick. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks so much for reaching out to us with your DIY questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
And just ahead, have you noticed that the leaves are beginning to fall and land directly in your gutters? I mean, they are aiming, and they find their mark every time. Well, if you can climb a ladder to the edge of your roof or hire a handyman to do the climbing for you, installing gutter guards is a pretty easy project that requires no special skills. We'll walk you through that job after this.
You live in a money pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier.
That's for sure. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. It's easy to browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects.
Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, we've partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast designed to provide tips, ideas, and resources to help improve your business. It's called the Profiles Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros. We share strategies and share solutions that are going to save time, increase profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. It's the perfect alternative to construction adhesives. Instant grab, easy to use, and clean for a fast but durable result. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And don't you hate it when you're smack dab in the middle of a project and you get stuck? Well, that's when you call us, because getting you unstuck is what we do. We're the virtual version of WD-40, so give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Hey, everybody. Are you ready to freshen up your home for fall, but you need a little cash and some advice to get it done? Well, we've got both. Now through October 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Freshen Up for Fall giveaway.
Enter now at BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards. Plenty to get you started on your next fall fix-up project.
Judy in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I'm in a house that my father built back in 1990.
Okay.
And while they lived there, they experienced black spots coming through on the drywall.
Okay.
And they called in a painter. A painter came in. He went over everything, was killed first, and painted it. Well, since then, they both passed away. And so I purchased the house.
Right.
I had a friend take a look up in the attic, and he told me, oh, I can't believe that your father wrapped all this in plastic. Your house can't breathe. We need to get up here and slice this plastic, let the house breathe, and you won't get any more of these black spots.
So does he think the black spots are mold?
I don't know.
And what room were you seeing it in?
Every different room. Yeah.
Okay.
It's almost like the nail heads are getting wet or something.
Okay, so up in the attic, let's talk about that area. You say he wrapped it in plastic. What exactly are you seeing?
Well, I didn't. I haven't been up there.
Your friend saw it.
My neighbor went up.
All right, well, look, when it comes to vapor barrier, here's the rule. The vapor barrier goes towards the heated side of the house. So a common mistake, for example, up in attics is to put the insulation in backwards, where they have the vapor barrier sort of facing up as you're in the attic looking down. And the solution to that is to cut the vapor barrier. I've seen that in crawl spaces too, where they put the vapor barrier, because it has the nailing flange on it, a nailing tab on it, at the edge of the beams, and that's on the wrong side. So as long as the vapor barrier is between the ceiling and the insulation, it's done correctly. If not, then yes, you can go up and slice the vapor barrier and let it breathe more. The other thing to do is to make sure that your attic has adequate ventilation. And the best ventilation is a continuous ridge vent, which goes down the peak of the roof, matched with soffit vents at the overhang.
Okay, that's what I needed to know.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Leonard in South Carolina on the line, who's doing a roofing addition to the garage. What can we do for you?
I'm coming up with 10-foot studs, 16 inches on center. I'm putting a 10-foot wide roll-up aluminum door. The first question is, if I breach this 10-foot opening with two 12-foot 2x8s, should I have to put a fish plate between them, or can I put a half-inch plywood?
That sounds like a pretty small header for a 10-foot wide door. 2x8 sounds really thin. In terms of, do you need a flinch plate or not, and for those that are unaware what a flinch plate is, so a flinch plate is like a thick piece of metal. It's about a half inch thick. It's the same width
as the 2x8, 2x10, or I should say the same height as it. So if it was a 2x10, it would be 9.5 inches. And it's designed to go in between the wood beams. So you basically make a sandwich out of the headers, plus the flinch plate is in the middle of it. And it's kind of like having a wood I-beam, if you can imagine that. It's a combination of wood and steel and really stiffens that up. But I would think that a 2x8, which is only 7.5 inches tall, or it's a 10-foot span, is that what you said?
Yes, I'm a span 12 feet to make sure I'm over the studs a good ways.
Oh, boy. 12 feet? Yeah, there's no way you're going to do that with 2x8, even if it's just a gable wall. I'd probably use at least a 2x12 for that. But I tell you what, why don't you, you're going to have this inspected by the local code enforcement folks?
I'm so far out in the country, I don't even know I'm alive.
You're not, nobody alive
that's going to
be coming
here?
All right. Don't ask, don't tell, huh? Easier to apologize than to ask permission. You're sort of proceeding along those lines.
We're not going to have any, no electricity, no water. It's just an addition room.
All right. So I would, if it was, it's just an addition, but it's a garage, right?
Yes. Three sides to an existing garage.
This door is going to be a big roll-up door. I would use at least a 2x12.
Okay. Yes, sir. I certainly appreciate your help.
And make sure you run that design by your wife now, too, Leonard, all right?
she designed it.
All right, as long as she's happy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if the thought of cleaning your gutters makes you groan, you're probably a good candidate for gutter covers or gutter guards. But while hiring a gutter company to get these done, you know, it can be ridiculously expensive. But buying the product and either installing them yourself or hiring a handyman to do the job for you, well, that can be a lot less expensive.
Yeah, now, first of all, installing these gutter guards, it really is a simple project that requires no special skills. You do need a few basic tools like a ladder, a measuring tape, and some tin snips that you'll be able to cut the guards to length. Now, step one, clean the gutter.
Don't want to lock in all that dirt and mess, right?
Seriously, start with a fresh, clean gutter. And when you do so, you want to wear gloves, you want to scoop out that debris with your hands. If your hand's not, you know, what you want to use, you can use a garden trowel. Then rinse the gutter with a garden hose equipped with a nozzle, and you want to make sure that you flush out those downspouts because clogs can occur there too, and that's where they do cause a lot of trouble.
Now, once they're all clean and good to go, it's time to start installing those gutter guards. Now, while there are many guards out there to choose from, we have found that the stainless steel micro mesh covers do the best job. Now, if you buy these, though, from a gutter company and have them installed, they're crazy expensive. But guess what? When you buy them online, they are about $3 to $4 a foot. That's all. We've got a post on moneypit.com. It's all about gutter guards, so just search gutter guards on the site. And in it, we link to a brand that offers the guards and all the hardware for both 5-inch and 6-inch gutters at that price. So, again, just search gutter guards at MoneyPit. It comes right up. And I'll tell you what, it's all in the box, so it's good to go.
Yeah, and installing these really is the easiest part. All you do is slip the back edge underneath the shingles that are already overhanging your gutter. And then the front edge aligns with the front edge of your gutter, and it's attached with self-tapping screws. Now, one tip, because you may be trying to get a long section of gutter under that shingle. Now, one tip, because you might be trying to get a long section of guard underneath the shingles, we found that it's easier when you have a helper on a second ladder and you guys kind of work side by side to help get those guards in place.
And once it's done, you'll be free of clogs from leaves and pine needles and even the occasional tennis ball, which happens to be the precise size needed to clog a downspout and subsequently flood a basement. Right, Leslie?
I can't even believe it. I mean, I couldn't find where this clog was, and I had water in the basement, and I knew it was from the gutter because, you know, what was it, 15 years ago, I had the same problem,
right.
And I was like, ah, it's the gutter. And so I climb up there. I'm looking in the gutter. Nothing. I call. Like, I have a gutter maintenance contract. They come, like, 4 times a year to clean. So I was like, can you guys come help? And the guy comes over, and he's like, well, this one's going to be tough. Out pulled the tennis ball. And the water came like gushing
right?
out of the downspout. And he was like, ah, the tennis ball fee. That's going to be $5,000. And I was like, hey. And he's like, I'm kidding. But yeah, tennis balls. And he's like, I bet you have boys. I'm like, I do.
How'd you know?
Esther in South Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, you can tell me how I can put little windows into a metal garden shed.
Oh, okay. So it's just a single wall metal shed?
It is. You know, it's like overlapping metal sheets.
Yeah. Why do you want to put the windows in there? Just for light?
For light, and also because if we put shutters on the outside of them, it dresses up and it'll look kind of cute from the outside.
It looks pretty, right? Yeah. If you purchased very inexpensive new construction style windows, new construction style windows have a sort of a fin, a nailing fin on the outside of it, like a strip that surrounds it.
Uh-huh.
If you were to do that and you cut the hole in the wall to just fit around the outside of the window and install the window backwards, then instead of putting in it from the front and covering it with siding, you're going to start on the inside and mount it there and then stick it sort of through the hole that you cut that fits around the window. And then you could bolt them in place and then cover the bolts with the shutters. That would be the way to create the illusion that the windows were built into the shed. So just to review, you would purchase a very inexpensive window because we're not at least a bit concerned about energy efficiency. This is just for show. Make sure it has a nailing flange around the outside of it, sort of this fin that sticks out. Cut the hole in the metal wall that's the exact size of the window. Insert the window from the back, and then the nailing flange that's on the back you could bolt into the metal that's all the way around, and then you would cover those bolts with the shutters, and you'll have to caulk it to make sure it's watertight.
Oh, sure. Great. Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Pat in Pennsylvania is on the line with a leak in a garage roof. What can we do for you today?
Well, I have an attached garage to my house, and right down at the end where the near the garage doors there, right where the soffit meets the shingles, I have a leak there, and I was just wondering how I could try to fix that. If I could just put some of that blackjack in there and try to fix it, or
how long do you want it fixed for? A week or like forever? Because if you just use the tar, it's going to be a very short-term repair.
Okay.
Tell me where exactly the leak is evidencing itself.
Well, it's just a little bit of a water spot there, right, at the garage door, and that it seems like the shingles are lifted up a little bit. But we built our home only 9 years ago, so I wasn't sure, you know, if it was the shingles or...
Okay, so you're not even sure if it's the shingles themselves that are cracking. So if you built your home 9 years ago, you've got a fiberglass-based asphalt shingle. And one of the ways that fiberglass-based asphalt shingles wear is they actually develop sort of fissures or cracks in them. So if you put a ladder against the front of the garage and you kind of go up and look down on the shingle itself... And if you see cracks that go through them, that could be the source of the water. Now, if you've just got one or two shingles that are pushed up like that, usually that's because a nail is actually backing up through the roof. And you can put a flat bar in there and kind of tap that nail down. And, yeah, if you want to put a little bit of asphalt sealing under the tab just to kind of hold it in place, then that would be okay. But in terms of leak prevention, that type of sealant is not the way to fix the leak. If it turns out that the shingles are cracked, I don't want you to tar them. I want you to take them off and replace them.
Okay, so that's not a permanent fix then, I guess, is what you're saying.
Well, it's right. It's not going to be a permanent fix. If the shingles are cracked, then you should pull off the shingles that are damaged and replace them. And you can do that with a flat bar. You can actually sort of extract, sort of surgically remove a shingle from the middle of a roof and put a new one back in its place.
Okay, you wouldn't think after 9 years that the shingles would be cracked already, would you? Or?
I have seen it happen quicker than that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, that's why I see that's kind of the way those shingles wear. It depends on a lot of factors. But I would take a very careful look at that and see if that's what's causing it.
Okay, well, that sounds good. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, Pat. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, laminate countertops can give you the look of a natural stone without the hefty price tag. But while they're not quite as durable, they are actually pretty easy to repair. We're going to share some tricks of the trade to keep your tops in tip-top shape next.
You live in a body pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is the Legal Edge.
Palm Beach County Public Schools is being sued by PJI on behalf of 36 parents and 41 children. You see, the district is violating Florida state law and Florida's Parents' Bill of Rights with its school mask mandate. The state allows parents to opt out of such mandates.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for the Legal Insider at pji.org.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111. Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligation. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop in for an hour or more and try it out. Drop-in.mobi. That's drop-in.mobi.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Julie in Colorado's on the line and has a heating question.
My question is regarding heat pump and how energy efficient they might be, because we're an all-electric house. Our electric bill is very high.
And how is your house heated right now, Julie?
It's heated with baseboards. And actually, we don't even really heat. Our house will heat one room because it's so expensive.
Right now, you're heating with electric resistance heat, which, as you accurately stated, is the most expensive type of heat. Now, a heat pump system would be far less expensive, but it would require a duct system to be installed throughout the house. So you would have that upfront cost of running the heating ducts. If you had that system installed, the way a heat pump works is it's kind of like an air conditioning system that runs all winter, except that in the wintertime, the refrigeration system is reversed. Now, if you've ever walked, say, by a window air conditioner in the summer, you know it blows hot air out the back of it, out to the outside. If you sort of took that window air conditioner out and flipped it around and stuck it inside, you'd have a heat pump. And be blowing the hot air in the house. That's essentially what happens. It reverses the refrigeration cycle in the wintertime. Now, generally speaking, heat pumps are not always recommended for very, very cold climates, because heat pumps only maintain the heat when there's a 2-degree differentiation between what the temperature is set at, what the temperature is set at. So if you set your temperature at 70, it falls to 69, the heat goes on. If it falls inside the 68, the heat pump stays on. If it falls to 67, the heat pump says to its electric resistance backup system, which is always part of a heat pump, hey, I can't keep up with this, I need some help, turn on the heating coils, and then you're not saving any money. So will it be less expensive than baseboard electric? Yes, but it has a significant upfront cost in terms of the installation, because you need a duct system as well as the heat pump equipment. Does that make sense?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, laminate countertops are inexpensive, and they can give you the look of natural stone without that hefty price tag. But while they can last for a long time, they tend to show wear and tear a lot faster than those stone tops.
Now, the good news is that some of the most typical wear and tear issues can be repaired without a major cost.
So, Tom, when you're thinking about laminate top damage, one of the most common has got to be when you lay down a hot pot or you inadvertently scratch the surface. Now, how fixable is a burn or a scratch?
Yeah, you know, and that's that moment where you think you've totally ruined the whole top, right? Like there's this huge burn mark under the pot, you know, in a perfect circle, and you think, oh, how am I ever going to fix this? I'm going to get a new top. Well, not so fast, because if you put a very hot pot directly on the laminate, obviously it's going to burn and bubble. That's not something you can roof. But while you could replace the whole counter section, a far more economical way is to actually get a drop-in cutting board that's larger than the burned-out area. So think about that. This could be a piece of wood. It could also be made of a solid surface material like Corian or natural quartz. And it basically is – I love these kinds of solutions – because, you know, people see it and they go, oh, what a cool feature. That's so neat. Did you order it that way? You know, you don't even tell them about your burned out spot, right?
No, that's true. And I mean, that's a really smart fix. You go from having like a horribly damaged countertop to being the only person on your block with this super cool built-in cutting board, and it's super functional. Now, I think there's another problem that we see a lot of is when the edge strip of the laminate countertop comes loose in a section. You know, it just kind of, you know, loses its adherence and kind of is like, wah, 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 you can pull it off. How do you fix that?
Yeah, and that happens when water gets in there. Or sometimes if it's like sticking up a little bit, you keep catching it with your hand or with the towel and eventually works its way loose. But pretty easy fix. What you want to do is take a warm iron and hold it over that loose section. Now, I don't mean hot. I mean warm. And maybe even put like a towel first, so heat has to kind of go through the towel because you don't want to stick the iron to the plastic, right? What that does, though, is it reactivates the contact cement and then re-adheres that flapping strip in literally seconds. And finally, if you've got a missing section of that edge strip, you can replace it. And the best thing to do is to find an edge section on your counter that's not visible, like maybe between the counter and the refrigerator. If you take that strip, you could basically use a hot iron again, a warm iron, I should say, to loosen it up, pull it off, and then use that strip to replace the one that's missing where it's much more visible.
All right, so now I've got my built-in cutting board, but let's just say that I'm still a dodo and somehow I slip and I get a nice deep scratch in the countertop with a knife. Can I fix that, or do I just have to get a bigger cutting board?
You mean when you slipped off the cutting board that you already, like, embedded into your countertop? And then
yeah,
you another
that's
scratch?
Right. Uh-huh.
Because you're on a roll.
Do I just need a bigger cutting board, or, you know, can
big.
I fix it with
eventually,
something?
The whole countertop becomes a cutting board, right?
It's all a cutting board.
How cool. What a great idea. But if you've got scratches or gougers in the laminate, they can be fixed with plastic seam filler. Now, you'll find that in home centers and hardware stores, at fabricators. And basically, it's sort of a liquid version of laminate. It comes in a tube, like a toothpaste-sized tube, maybe a little smaller. You may have difficulty finding, like, the exact match. So in that case, what you do is you get one that's a bit lighter and one that's a bit darker, and then sort of practice mixing them and applying them to an inconspicuous area to make sure you're happy with the match before you commit to the most visible repair. But definitely fixable, and definitely something you don't have to do a major repair to overcome.
Now we've got Joseph on the line with an electrical question. What's going on at your money pit?
I've got an older house that was built in the 1940s, and my daughter's nursery, the overhead fan and lights work, but none of the sockets in the room function, and I have no breakers that have tripped.
So somewhere those sockets are disconnected. Now, are you sure the sockets are not connected to a light switch?
I am 99% positive, sir.
There's a seed of a doubt there that perhaps they could be. You know, sometimes the light, outlets are operated by a light switch, but I would say that it's not normal for that to happen in a 1940s house. But what you need to do is this, and when I say you need to do, I mean more accurately an electrician needs to do, you got to get into the wiring that's supplying those outlets and try to figure out why it's disconnected. I can't imagine any reason it would have been physically disconnected, which means it's most likely some failure in the wiring of the outlets themselves. But if you open up the outlets, you can see if you have hot wires there and try to figure out at what point they became de-energized, because they are probably wired in series, so the wiring goes from one to the next to the next, and you need to do a little bit more investigation to figure out why that is. But it's really not a do-it-yourself project. I don't want you to make a mistake, and I don't want you to get electrocuted.
Yes, sir. Then I will definitely look at calling in an electrician.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are here to help with your home improvement and all your decor questions at 888 Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com. Just ahead, are you ready to give your walls a new look just in time for fall? Well, we've got tips on wall coverings that can add interest and color to your decor when the Money Pit continues.
Live in a body pit. Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Leslie, do you have that box I gave you?
The one you said not to open? Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, close your eyes and open it.
Is this a trick?
It's not alive, I promise. What do you feel?
Well, it's soft and smooth, but it's springy and fluffy, kind of like a big cotton square or maybe the stuff that's inside a comforter.
It's actually the new fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning.
You're kidding.
Open your eyes.
But this is really soft.
It's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Owens Corning has new fiber technology that makes the bats incredibly soft and smooth, but also stiffer, so the bats slide right into the cavity and don't slump or fall out. Okay, now pull it apart.
I mean, it's got delicate, even layers, kind of like a biscuit.
Yup, so it's easy to split and tuck behind pipes or wires.
I still can't believe it's fiberglass. Now, you said it's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation?
Yup, check it out at pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you enjoy this radio show, we think you might enjoy our podcast, too, which you can find at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Well, wall coverings can have a big impact on a room's decor scheme, both in design and, if you're not careful, on your wallet. Fortunately, affordable products are making it easier than ever to achieve professional results on a DIY budget.
Now, when you're looking at wallpaper, you want to try to choose the best quality paper you can afford and then use it sparingly. Consider, for example, papering a powder room or maybe a focal wall in the family room, or you could use wallpaper inside squares trimmed out in molding in a dining room. If you paper just the bottom half of walls under a chair rail, I mean, you get the idea. Be strategic about it.
Yeah, also, wall murals are making a big comeback, possibly because so many are temporary and easy to remove when you're ready for a change. And they're not just for your kids' rooms. Now, you can bring the outdoors in with a full wall photo of a forest, which is great for a walkout basement or a bonus room, or maybe even a sports-themed mural for that man cave.
So if you want to extend your summer with a beach scene or maybe a forest motif, go online, head over to your local paint store, and pick one out.
Mary in North Dakota needs some help with a concrete floor. What can we do for you?
We've got crumbling concrete on the basement floor.
Okay.
After water problems this spring.
All right.
And it's very crumbly and powdery.
Mm-hmm.
And there are places on it that I'd like to paint if I could.
Do you want to try to stabilize the deterioration of the concrete?
Yeah, I was wondering if there's some kind of sealant that could be sprayed or poured on it.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, in terms of the water problem, is this a problem that happened after a heavy rainfall?
Yeah.
All right, so if you've got water that comes in after a heavy rainfall, I want to make sure we try to slow this down so it doesn't happen again. Adding sump pumps, things of that nature, is not going to stop this from happening again. What stops the heavy rainfall from getting in is outside looking at your gutters and your grading, making sure the downspouts are discharging away from the house.
house, making sure your gutters are clean, making sure soil slopes away from the house. We've got an extensive articles, actually several of them, on MoneyPit.com. Just search how to stop a leaking basement. It's the same advice, and we talk about the proper drainage improvements. So do that first, and then in terms of the concrete itself, you can use a patching compound. Quikrete has a patching compound product. You definitely want to use the patching compound because it's designed to stick to the old concrete. If you try to put new concrete over it, it's not going to stick. So the ready-to-use patching compounds are trowel-apply. They're latex formulas, so it's easy to clean up. But that will seal the old concrete. Then once that dries, then you can paint it. And what I would look for is an epoxy floor paint. The epoxy paints I like because they're a chemical cure. When you buy the floor paint, you get the paint in a gallon can that's about three quarters filled, and then a quart of hardener. You mix them together, stir them up, and then you apply the paint. Sometimes there is an additive that goes in after the fact that gives you some texture to the floor, helps kind of hide the dirt. But patching it first, then adding an epoxy paint, will have that looking like new in no time.
Okay, so but the name of the sealant was called what?
Quikrete, Quikrete. It's Quikrete Concrete Patching Compound. Good stuff. Mary, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the availability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today. Coming up, one of the most popular pandemic projects has been installing a hot tub, but where exactly those hot tubs are being parked is definitely going to surprise you. We're going to share those details next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Hey, do you love your home but sometimes feel like maybe it's an endless pit into which you throw money for home improvements and repairs and fix-ups? Well, we get it, and we look forward to helping you take on the projects you need to fix it up right.
Well, Tara writes in looking for some help with a project, and they write, I'm looking at putting my inflatable hot tub in my garage for the winter. What size of dehumidifier would be recommended for this? I mean, is this a good idea if that space isn't conditioned?
Surprisingly, a lot of people are into doing this. We started to see a big trend on this during the pandemic. And yes, you are correct, Leslie, because the space is not designed for the humidity that you're going to get by doing that. You do have to proceed cautiously. But there is a solution. First of all, the kind of dehumidifier, you should add a dehumidifier, yes, and the kind that you wanted to be, that you want to do is not the sort of kind that maybe you see in a basement where it's sort of like a stand-up thing on wheels with a little pan under it. No, you need something that's a little more professional. Take a look at the Santa Fe dehumidifier website. For example, they have a calculator there, and for a garage, you need to know how tightly sealed the room is, and they would call that loosely sealed in their description. So assuming it's a 20 by 20 by 8 and it's a loosely sealed garage, which means, you know, it's not like indoor space like you have in the house. It may be some air getting in around the garage door and such. But anyway, you would need to dehumidify 3,600 cubic feet. And so that calls for a model which covers 3,600 to 4,000 cubic feet. So that's kind of how you match it up. You figure out how tight the space is. You look at the calculator that they provide on their website, and that will tell you what models to choose from. Now, when you select one, it's probably going to be one that will hang or mount on the wall, and it has what's called a condensate pump. So that means when it takes the moisture out of the room, it basically pumps it outside. So there's nothing to empty, nothing to dump, and it works off a humidistat, so it works automatically. So you can go ahead and put your hot tub in there, enjoy it, and don't worry about all that humidity and moisture causing mold growth and all sorts of other problems.
All right, good stuff. Enjoy that hot tub, but please, you know, like, move your lawnmower and all the other stuff. Like, try to make it a little space that's kind of relaxing instead of reminding you of having to clean up. A
couple of fake palm trees, right, or something.
Do something. All right, now we've got Diane who writes in saying, my home is in Florida. It was built in the early 70s and needs new wood soffits. I'm thinking I can take down the existing, use it as a pattern, and replace it with new quarter-inch treated plywood. I'm pretty handy and on a tight budget, but as a single woman, I sometimes feel like contractors try to take advantage of me. I never know who to trust, and a lot of the time I could have done the job better myself. Can you give me some guidance to get started? Love your podcast.
Sure, Diane, we can help. So first of all, with the wood, if you're going to go with the wood soffit, remember that you want to paint the back of the soffit, the side that will be sort of hidden before you do the installation. I would paint, you know, both sides, front, back, and the edges, because that's the only way to really protect it. It could rot just as easily from the inside out as from the outside in. But most importantly, do not forget about ventilation. I'm sure those wood soffits had some sort of vents in them before, and you got to make sure that you replace them as they were, or better yet, don't go with wood soffits and use perforated aluminum soffit material, and that can be easily installed. It's supported by a strip that goes on the underside of the fascia, and that is completely ventilated, because the more ventilation you get in there, the more air that gets in the attic, the more efficient your home is going to be throughout the seasons.
Yeah, and Diane, this sounds like a great project. If you're handy, I say take on this project yourself. It's great, and you can totally do it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of the beautiful fall day with us. We hope that you are inspired and ready to take on some fix-ups and improvements around your house. If you need help, we are just a call or post away. You can get us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. The Los Angeles County Sheriff says he will not enforce the county's vaccine mandate in his agency. Sheriff Alex Villanueva oversees the largest sheriff's department in the county with roughly 18,000 employees. He says he won't be firing employees because of the county mandate, but he does recommend getting vaccinated.
I've been vaccinated myself since January. My entire family is vaccinated. You're 11 times more likely to survive COVID if you're vaccinated than if you're not. So that's going to have to be your own choice.
So far, 14 businesses have been hit with fines for disobeying new vaccination rules in New York City. The $1,000 fines doled out so far come as businesses were warned about failing to enforce the city's mandate, which requires patients produce proof of vaccination at places like restaurants and theaters. President Biden and liberal Democrats are trying to downsize their mammoth social spending plan.
Resistance to the president's plan to spend more than $3 trillion on health, education, and climate has forced the White House and its allies to scale back the legislation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says,
he's not going to get everything he wants out of a final package. So really what the stage we're in now is about determining what a smaller package looks like.
The president and his aides are working with liberal Democrats to reduce as much as 40% from the huge bill. That would bring the price tag down to about $2 trillion, which is still too expensive for Senator Joe Manchin to support. Greg Clugston, Washington.
California is the first state to require large department stores to display products like toys and toothbrushes in gender-neutral ways. Leftist Governor Gavin Newsom signed the law Saturday. The law only applies to retailers with more than 500 employees. This is the third time Democrats in the state legislature have tried to pass this law. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the 4 ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from 4 different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
In a new poll, voters rate Speaker Nancy Pelosi as the worst of congressional leaders.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is the best-known leader of Congress and the least popular, with more voters now rating her unfavorably than at any time since she was chosen to lead by her party. Her Republican counterpart, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, has better ratings but is much less well-known to voters. A new Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that only 35% of likely U.S. voters now have a favorable view of Pelosi, while 60% regard her unfavorably. This includes 19% with a very favorable opinion of the San Francisco Democrat and 51% with a very unfavorable one. Only 4% have no opinion of her. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Officials say senior Taliban members and U.S. representatives are to hold talks about containing extremist groups in Afghanistan and easing the evacuation of foreign citizens and Afghans from the country. It's the first such meeting since U.S. forces withdrew from Afghanistan in late August. This is townhall.com.
Races for local school board seats have emerged as intense political battlegrounds in the upcoming November 2nd elections across the United States.
Parental protests over COVID-19-related mask mandates, gender-neutral bathrooms, and controversial teachings about racial history, sexuality, and social-emotional learning have morphed into hot political races. Many parents say school boards and teachers' unions have lost touch with parents, while some sitting school board members claim the challengers are political extremists. Ken Lorman reporting.
William Shatner says he's terrified of his upcoming Blue Origin space trip. The 90-year-old Star Trek actor is traveling aboard Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin New Shepard NS-18 on October the 12th and told audience members during a New York Comic-Con panel this week that, quote, "I'm terrified of going into space." More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning, the Angie app, and LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you get the projects done that you want to do around your house. Is it a decor dilemma? Don't know which way to turn. You need help solving a problem. You got a floor squeak or a toilet leak? Well, reach out to us because we are here to help you get those jobs done once, get them done right so you don't have to get them done again. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can always post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, have you spotted a roof leak and wondered if your roof can be repaired or needed a total replacement? Well, if you ask a roofing contractor, of course they'll say you need a total replacement, but that may not be the case. We'll tell you what you need to know.
And as summer turns to fall, it's time to get your heating system serviced. Now, it doesn't matter if you heat by gas, oil, propane, or even electric. An annual servicing by a pro is key to making sure that the system remains safe and efficient. We're going to explain the key components to include just ahead.
And if there's a way to do a home improvement project that's fast, simple, safe, and costs less, and makes a positive impact, wouldn't that project be a no-brainer? Well, we're going to share one energy-saving project that does all of that and more.
But first, what projects are you planning this fall? It's our job and our mission to educate, inspire, and help you build confidence on projects that you'd like to get done and to simply guide you on how to get those done once and get them done right so you don't have to do them again.
But your job is to pick up the phone or reach out to us at MoneyPit.com and get those questions in so that we can help. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, and the website, again, is MoneyPit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Pat in Illinois needs some help with a leak. Tell us what's going on.
I got new enlarged gutters and downspouts on, and they cut a trough out to the my field, which is okay. We've had some torrential downpours, and this hasn't obviously been lately, but I got flooding in my basement. And I was told that there's a trough that is next to my block basement that is either inside or outside. I could see visually it coming in underneath my stairs as I cut away the drywall. And I'm not sure, because unfortunately the company that did it is out of business, if my trough is inside or outside.
Does the rainfall precipitate the flood? Does it always flood after a heavy rain?
You know, it never flooded. I built the basement on in an addition 12 years after I built the house. For really a storm shelter, and it never did until I put the new improved larger gutters, larger downspouts on.
Right. So obviously it's the issue is with the drainage of these spouts. And, you know, when you have an area that's susceptible to flooding, you need to discharge the water at least 4 to 6 feet from the foundation, if not further. I mean, if it's possible, I'd like to run the pipes out underground and take them to a dry well or take them to daylight somewhere if the property is set up such where you can get away with that. But you've got to manage the drainage. And I mean, it's great that you've got the bigger gutters because they're not going to clog as easily, but wherever these downspouts are hitting, that water's got to get far away from the house.
I think that was the case. I think what has happened is the abundance of rain that came over the gutters based on the mass that it came down. And again, it probably has happened before, but it never flooded down there.
Pat, whenever you get a flood that's consistent with rainfall, it's always, always, always drainage. Okay, it's not rising water tables or any of that other kind of stuff. It's always drainage, always. So it's a clogged gutter. It's a downspout that's dropping water too close to the house. It's soil that sloped back into the wall. Fix the drainage. You'll fix the flood, guaranteed. Pat, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're going over to Alaska, where Mary has a question about siding. How can we help you today?
We recently sided our house with concrete siding. Underneath is plywood and then Tyvek. We use 4x12 panels that are pre-painted. They're attached to the plywood walls.
Okay.
My question is, do I need to caulk where the batten attaches to the panels? And secondly, do I need to caulk the nail holes on the batten?
Well, you wouldn't caulk where the batten attaches to the panels. You might use an adhesive in that area if that's recommended by the siding manufacturer. In terms of the nail holes, generally you don't have to caulk nail holes. You know, as long as you're not smashing the nails in and breaking the siding, they're usually tight enough around them where you do not have to caulk each individual nail head.
The nail holes have broken through the painted surface.
So if they broke through the painted surface, it's not a bad idea to touch them up with a little bit of caulk, but I wouldn't be too concerned about it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mary. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right. Now we've got Barry in Iowa on the line who's got a question about a bathroom with carpeting, and I know your question's really about a pet, but bathroom with carpeting? What's going on, Barry?
Well, the dogs were locked up in the bathroom when we went shopping. But when we come back, they tore a hole. It wasn't a big hole, but it's probably 2.5 inches by 3 inches long, and I can't cover it in a way. And so I was wanting to tear the carpet up and put in new carpet because I can't match the old carpet. And but I don't know how to put a threshold down in there.
Well, first of all, putting carpet in the bathroom is generally a bad idea because obviously it doesn't mix with the moisture. Even if it's an indoor-outdoor style carpet, I don't know what you have, but I would recommend against carpet in a bathroom. So the dogs may have done you a favor because it's forcing you to take that carpet up. Your question is, how do you put a threshold like in the door so that you would have like a clean edge? Yeah, well, I mean, you certainly, what you basically do is you put in a door sill there. And it sits even with the door when it's closed, so it's about as thick as the door plus another inch or so. So it's usually a couple of inches thick. And it may be higher on one side where the carpet is and lower on the other side where the floor is. But it's a pretty standard piece of carpentry work or a pretty standard piece of a carpet installation project. And I would recommend that you remove that carpet from the bathroom and put in a different type of flooring. What's underneath that carpet? Is there tile under there now?
No, it's a cement slab. It's a slab house.
Okay, so then what you might want to think about doing is putting in something like a laminate floor. Now, laminate can look like tile or it could look like stone, but it's very moisture resistant, so it's a terrific choice for the bathroom. And if you want something to kind of warm it up, then put a throw rug on top of it. But I wouldn't put carpet back.
Yeah, well, that's what we were thinking, too.
Yep, very simple step. Putting in a door sill is all you need to do. And if you don't know how to do it yourself, I'm sure your installer could help.
I don't have to nail a threshold to the door, to the floor?
Oh, no, it'll be secured to the floor, but there's lots of ways to do that. And there's a way that you can screw through the threshold with a special screw called a TAPCON fastener, and it will secure it to the floor. There are ways.
And then there's a piece that snaps over it. If you go into your home center, Home Depot, Lowe's, or whatever you've got near you, in the flooring aisle, there's going to be, at the end, you'll see wood, metal, they'll be called transitions. It'll be like from carpet to wood. It'll have all the varieties of one surface to the other surface and all the different ways to install them. They're pretty easy.
Oh, well, thank you guys for the information, and I hope you have a good day.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now, I've got Scott on the line who needs some help rearranging a door swing. What's going on?
We just bought a new place, and in our downstairs bathroom, the door now swings in for the left, but the problem is the light switch is then behind the door.
Oh, yeah. So you got to walk into the bathroom, close the door in the dark, fumble with the light switch, and turn it on.
Yes, that's pretty much it. So I'm just curious if there's a way to switch the handing of the door without replacing the whole casing and everything.
Not easily. It's probably easier to run a new light switch on the other side than it is to change out the door. Because, the hole is drilled where the hole is drilled, and if you were to change the hand, you'd basically have to you'd have to put a new hole on the other side, I would think.
Sure.
Yeah, doors don't flip right and left too easily, unless you're talking about the door in your washing machine. It's designed to do that. An interior door doesn't turn very easily, so I would suggest you just run a new switch on the other side. And you could just put a blank out plate across the one that's there now. Frankly, nobody's going to see it.
All right. Thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on this fall weekend? Whatever it is, we can help. Whether it's a project, whatever. We're taking your calls now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com.
And just ahead, has your roof sprung a leak? Are you wondering if you need a quick fix or a major replacement? We'll share how to know when the Money Pit returns.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Made for a new generation, Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation is for people who insist on safe, proven materials, demand clean, precise results, and choose products that make a positive impact. It's the new standard and the right choice for precision, comfort, safety, and sustainability.
You live in a Money Pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and the holidays just around the corner, it can feel like there's no time left to tackle home projects, even the ones that just can't wait. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. It's easy to browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save your time for where it matters most. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. It's the perfect alternative to construction adhesives. Instant grab, easy to use, and clean for a fast but durable result. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Ready to freshen up your home for fall, but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both.
Now through October 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Freshen Up for Fall giveaway. BobVila.com and The Money Pit help you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Freshen Up for Fall giveaway on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a professional contractor, remodeler, or custom builder, you're going to want to hear this. We have partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast series that's designed to help improve the success of your business. It's called the Profiles Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros, teaching pros, sharing strategies, and sharing solutions that are going to save you time, increase your profit, and improve your customer's satisfaction. They'll also provide tips and ideas and resources to help you grow your business. I'm going to be talking to and profiling contractors on the show who are veterans who are looking forward to sharing tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and actionable to help make you more successful in your business. I learned a lot talking to these pros, and you're going to learn a lot, too, and enjoy the stories when you tune in. Listen and follow the Profiles Podcast presented by LL Flooring at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with a rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. We are here to help you get those projects done that you'd like to do this fall, so give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Hey, are you guys ready to freshen up your home for fall, but you need a little cash and some advice to get it done? Well, we've got both. Now through October 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Freshen Up for Fall giveaway.
Enter once a day at BobVila.com for your chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards for your next fall fix-up project.
Now we're going over to Eunice in Arkansas, who has a retaining wall that thinks it's a chameleon. It's changing colors. What's going on?
Part of it is the part that's turning white, powdery looking, is the part that's exposed to the weather. It's kind of spreading. It looks like it's, you know, the whole thing will eventually turn white. I don't know if it's oxidizing or if moisture from the ground is making it change colors or what?
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening, Eunice. What you're seeing is called efflorescence, and essentially water from the ground pulls up because those concrete blocks are very hydroscopic. So water pulls up, and then as the water evaporates, it leaves its mineral salts behind, and that's what that whitish-grayish deposit is. So it's not harmful. It's really just cosmetic.
Uh-huh.
And there's not going to be a lot you can do to stop it, though. If it's an outside wall like that, if there's going to be a lot of moisture collecting in that area, you're going to get that sort of thing from happening.
Oh, okay. So power washing it or using a chemical or anything wouldn't make a difference?
Well, really, all you need, I'll give you a little trick of the trade, if you use white vinegar. So if you were to mix up some white vinegar and mix it with water and a pump-up sprayer, that will melt the mineral salts right away.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
Eunice, good luck with that project. You're very welcome.
Well, if a big storm passed through and left a leak stain in its path, you might be wondering what kind of repair you need. So roofs that leak, you got to fix those fast. And sometimes a contractor is going to be looking for a bigger job than it's necessary. And they're going to use this fact that you've got this leak to talk you into a new roof that you might not need, or at least not need yet.
So here's a few tips to help you decide. First, let's talk about what actually makes up a shingle. They are generally cotton-based or glass fiber covered with an asphalt coating. Now, the asphalt layer is what makes the roof water repellent. And as the sun heats the roof, that asphalt dries out. So to check your roof for signs of wear and tear, you want to look for cracked, curled, or broken shingles. If a worn section is limited to a small area, it could be repaired. But if the entire roof looks this way, well, replacement is probably best because the shingles that are allowed to deteriorate are porous, and they can start to leak that water through, and they can lead to rot and mold and even more expensive repairs later, especially if it starts to impact the roof sheathing.
All right. So now, if you do need to replace your roof, you can usually add an additional layer of shingles for a total of 2 layers of roofing material on the roof itself. After this, local building inspectors may make you tear off one of the existing layers first. Now, doing a tear-off isn't such a bad idea, even if you have only 1 layer, because a second roof layer, it's not going to cool as well in the summer because there's going to be increased mass, and as a result, that roof is going to wear out quicker than if you had one with just a single layer. You know, if you have a single layer roof and say it lasts 22 years, a second layer will typically last 15 years or about 1/3 less. So every layer reduces that roof's lifespan.
Exactly. So if you want to decide if the increased cost of the roof tear-off makes sense, you really need to kind of figure out how long you're going to expect to be in that house. So if you'll be there for most of the life of the roof, then you may want to go ahead and remove that first layer because you'll benefit from the increased longevity of the new roof. But if you're like in a short-term deal and you think you're only going to be the year or two, it doesn't really matter to you. So in that case, go ahead and put a second layer on.
John in Minnesota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have a sauna in my basement that I have to transfer over to a shower.
Okay, you want to convert it to a shower?
Yes, and I'm wondering what I could put on those walls to dress it up, like some paneling or panels, or do I have to use tile?
Okay, well, first of all, before we talk about what you're going to put on the walls, how are you going to drain this? Is there a drain below the floor?
Yes, I have a cement pour, and there's a drain right in the middle of the in the room there, yes.
Now, do you know if that drain is connected to the plumbing system of the house, or is it just a basic floor drain that perhaps goes outside somewhere?
It is hooked up to the my sewer system.
All right, terrific. Well, that's the hardest part. That's solved. So now it just becomes sort of a decor question for you. And you say that this was a sauna at some point in time?
Yes.
So I guess the sky's the limit here. I mean, what do you like? Do you like tile? Do you like solid surfacing materials like Corian? I mean, you can pretty much do anything at this point. You're going to start with the floor. And you're definitely going to put tile on the floor, I would think, and replace that drain with a cover that's built into the tile base. And then from there, you're going to build it up. So you could do really anything you want to do at this point. You could put tile on those walls. You could put solid surfacing materials on those walls. You know, or if you want to keep it funky, you could leave them as a wood. You could leave it as wood. I'm presuming it's probably cedar or some other type of moisture-resistant material.
Well, the walls are that clay tile.
Oh, the walls are clay tile? So then it has to be covered, yeah. So then the right thing to do here, if it's basically sort of a raw surface right now, is you're going to need to put in a shower pan to start with and then build up the bathroom from there. Now, if you've already got walls that are sort of creating this, how big is the space that the sauna was in now?
8x8.
Okay, do you want an 8x8 shower? You want it to be a pretty much a drive-in shower there? That's a pretty big shower, but you want it to be that big?
Well, I was going to probably have like 80% of it the shower. I wanted to put a double two-headed shower, or one on the, have a rain shower on top and one coming out the side, and then the other.
Yeah, like a car wash.
Yeah, exactly. Then the other part, just kind of a drying area.
So, John, this sauna area, this 8x8 area, this is made of the terracotta clay tile?
Yes.
And I think you can glue ceramic tile right to that with a good quality tile adhesive, as long as it's fairly flat. Because the tile's not going to bend, but if it's a flat surface, you should be able to adhere the tile right to it, since it's already a water-resistant back, and pretty much go up from there. Now, the floor have to build up a shower pan there, so you get good drainage down to the hole in the floor, so to speak. But once you get that established, I think you could adhere ceramic tile right to those terracotta walls and go right from there. Now, make sure that you have ventilation in that space. You have an exhaust fan, of course. Do all your plumbing ahead of time, and the last thing you'll do is lay those tile walls in. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does.
All right, John, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today. Just ahead, as summer turns to fall, it's time to get that heating system serviced. It doesn't matter if you heat by gas, oil, propane, or even electric. An annual service by a pro is key to making sure that that system remains safe and efficient. We're going to have tips on what that service should include next. 888-MONEY-PIT. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m., on KCNR, 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNI Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Premier, your friendly old change.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke contacts, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? If it's your house, you're in the right spot. We'd love to help. Reach out to us with your home improvement questions. Well, hey, if you're a professional contractor or remodeler or builder or decorator or an architect, we have got a brand new podcast presented by Ella Flooring that is just for you. It's called the Profiles Podcast, and we profile successful professionals who are setting good examples and overcoming challenges and are willing to share what it takes to build a great business and a great life so that we can all benefit from their experiences.
You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pots. All right, now we've got Anna on the line who needs some help with some door improvement. Tell us what you're working on.
Hi. Yes, I have one metal door and three fiberglass door that I got a guy to paint it. And not knowing, when I got home, he actually painted with a spray can paint. So when the heat hits the door, I can't open the door because it's sticky to the door jamb.
What a mess.
How do I repair that?
Well, you know, even though he painted it with spray paint, it should still work. I mean, it should dry. The fact that it's spray paint is not making it any more or less tacky than perhaps if you use paint out of a gallon. But the fact that it's sticking might mean that the door needs a bit of adjustment inside the opening. Are all the doors sticking?
All the doors sticking, right on the rubber of the door jamb. It's like, I think that it's a shoo-shoo can paint. You sprayed what to the door?
What kind of paint did he use?
I call it a shoo-shoo, regular can paint. Like, he went to the hardware store, got a spray can paint, and sprayed it.
Well, look, what you should do now, if you've had a bad paint job, is you really have to pull that old paint off. So I would take the doors off of the hinges, lay them down horizontally, use a paint remover to pull off the paint that's there. Once you get it back down to where it was when you started, then I would prime the doors first. And I would use an oil-based primer, because that's going to give you good adhesion to both the metal and the fiberglass doors. And then I would put a good top-quality finish coat on that using a semi-gloss paint. Then let them dry really well, and then reinstall them.
So is it possible then to, this is on metal and fiberglass, to get a paint remover for this thing?
Yes, there's paint removers. The citrus-based removers are the most effective. So use the citrus-based paint removers, pull off the old paint, prime the doors, and then repaint them, and you should be good to go. Okay, Anna?
Thank you so very much again.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, as the season has changed, you know, we're entering fall. Now is the time, guys, that you need to get your heating system serviced. So we've got tips on how to best get that project done in today's Pro Project presented by Angie.com.
Now, you might be thinking, hey, if the heating system was fine last winter, it should work this winter, so maybe I don't even need to have it serviced. Well, that logic does not necessarily hold. It doesn't matter if you heat by gas or oil or propane or electric. An annual service by a pro is a really important way to make sure the system remains safe and efficient.
Now, not only can heating systems become inefficient, and that's going to cost you more money, but when you operate them, dangerous conditions can build up, like carbon monoxide, and that might only be spotted by a pro with years of experience.
Yeah, so for homes that are heated with gas or oil or propane, those fuels leave carbon deposits on the burners, and that causes them to become blocked. And a service pro will clean and adjust those burners to make sure they're running properly, as well as check over other key elements of the system, like a heat exchanger, which can develop cracks and cause combustion gas like carbon monoxide to leak right back into your house.
Yeah, and also the blower motor. That needs to be checked, and it's got to be cleaned. The filters need to be replaced. And if your home is heated by electricity, you know, like a heat pump or even an electric furnace, those systems, too, need to be checked. You got to make sure that they're not wasting energy, especially since electric is pretty much the most expensive way you can heat a house. So keep everything running efficiently. I mean, you might have to wait a while to get that appointment for the service, but it is worth it in the long run. And that's today's Pro Project presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie. Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small.
Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
All right, we've got Arthur in Tennessee on the line. He's dealing with a painting problem. What happened?
Not much. I'm working on a building in old downtown Johnson City, building the 1890s, and
Fantastic.
Trying to strip some brick.
Okay.
I've stripped part of the brick that was done in the 1950s and had good success, but this is older brick, and I'm not even sure. I think it was made on site, and it's solid and everything, but I wondered what kind of modern options were out there for getting paint off of brick.
What did you use to get the paint off of the 1950s brick?
I used a product called Peel Away, and it worked great.
Okay. And did you try the same product on the older brick?
I'm afraid to use it because it's got a rougher finish.
Well, that means you're going to have more binding of the paint to the surface. But what I would do is I would try it in an area that was perhaps a bit less conspicuous, you know, like not at eye level, maybe down towards the bottom, or if there's any other area that you really don't care as much about. If you had good success with that particular product, I don't see any reason not to continue with it, at least to see what happens. Is this a product that is environmentally friendly, or do you find that it's pretty caustic?
It says it's biodegradable and a water-based product, but, you know, you do wear gloves and wear long sleeves, but it's amazing on how it works. I've had people come by and say, well, why aren't you using sandblasting or dry ice? And I didn't know if that is an option or.
Well, here's why you definitely can't use sandblasting, because those old bricks will be damaged by that process. And it's costly as well. So I would tell you, if the product that you're using is working well, I see no reason not to keep working with that. And I'm not really familiar with dry ice, but I can't imagine that that's very easy to use. Certainly it's very difficult to handle
and
potentially dangerous as well.
Paint very well.
Yeah, I agree. I'd stick with what you're working on. If you got concerns about it, I would definitely try an inconspicuous area, whether that's the back of the building or the bottom of the building, you know, someplace that you don't care about as much. We always give that advice when you're using a product like this. And then just go on from there.
Okay. Hey, I really appreciate it, and I love your guys' show.
Well, thanks, Art. Good luck with that project, and congratulations. It sounds like it's going to be a really beautiful building when you're done.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, when you're selecting materials for a home project, it's smart to choose products that deliver the best performance with the least impact on your time, your budget, and the environment. We're going to share a new insulation material that does just that next.
Live in a money pit.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, we've partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast designed to provide tips, ideas, and resources to help improve your business. It's called the Profiles Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros. We share strategies and share solutions that are going to save time, increase profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need, done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Leslie, do you have that box I gave you?
The one you said not to open? Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, close your eyes and open it.
Is this a trick?
It's not alive, I promise. What do you feel?
Well, it's soft and smooth, but it's springy and fluffy, kind of like a big cotton square or maybe the stuff that's inside a comforter.
It's actually the new fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning.
You're kidding.
Open your eyes.
But this is really soft.
It's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Owens Corning has new fiber technology that makes the bats incredibly soft and smooth, but also stiffer, so the bats slide right into the cavity and don't slump or fall out. Okay, now pull it apart.
I mean, it's got delicate, even layers, kind of like a biscuit.
Yup, so it's easy to split and tuck behind pipes or wires.
I still can't believe it's fiberglass. Now, you said it's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation?
Yup, check it out at pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you need some help with a renovation, a repair, or even a decor project? Well, call us with your question now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
Well, if you love listening to podcasts, we'd love for you to listen to ours. It's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time. For helpful how-to tips in every episode, you can subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Peggy in Louisiana is on the line with a concrete question. What can we do for you today?
Well, we have a slab concrete bottom, and it's built up with the board skeletons, and it's covered with vinyl siding. And being in Louisiana, it rains a lot, and the rain comes on the porch to where it's eating the inside wall, which is wooden on the bottom. And I want to know how I can seal the outside vinyl siding to concrete slab to keep the water from coming in.
So what's happening is that your concrete slab is in contact with the bottom of the vinyl siding, is that correct?
Yes.
And right under that siding, is that a wood wall all the way down to the bottom where that slab is? Because typically you'd have about 6 inches of foundation before you started the siding at a minimum, and then the vinyl siding would start. So if your vinyl siding is going down flush to the slab, it's going to be almost impossible for you to seal it in any way, shape, or form from the outside and stop that from happening. Your only chance would be to take the siding off and then to install some flexible flashings. There's different types of flashing that you can use. There are rubberized flashings that are very good because you can basically form them wherever you need to get that entire area as tight as you possibly can.
and then put the siding back on top of that. Siding itself, especially vinyl siding, you know, if you were to caulk that or anything of that nature, it's not really designed to seal in that way. So I feel like you're just going to be kind of running yourself in circles there. And while it could stop to some extent or slow down, at least temporarily, that leakage that you're reporting, the only way to really fix that and to get to the bottom of it is to pull that siding off and to flash it. And the only, we're only talking about the bottom of the siding here, not the, all the siding on the house. But the bottom couple of pieces would have to come off to do this job.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Well, when you're selecting materials for home project, it is smart to choose products that deliver the best performance with the least impact on your time, your budget, and your environment. There's a new insulation material that does all that and more.
Yeah, it's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation, and it's got a unique advanced fiber technology that creates a tightly woven network of soft, fine fibers. And these fibers form a super resilient blanket of insulating micro pockets, and that's going to help you save energy.
Plus, the Owens Corning Pink Next Gen Fiberglass is easy to install, and it actually goes in 23% faster. And I like that it's made with safe, proven ingredients, so there's no formaldehyde or fire retardants that are added to fiberglass.
Yeah, and it delivers the same energy savings as a spray foam insulation, but at a much lower installed cost. And it actually saves more energy than it takes to make it, and that's a positive impact on the environment.
Check out the new Owens Corning Pink Next Gen Insulation at pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com.
James in Illinois is on the line and is looking to make a fire pit at their money pit. What's going on?
Oh, I just want to know what's the best way to build a fire pit in the ground. Would you use fire brick or would you get one of those galvanized rings?
You know, there's a really nice fire pit kit that's on the market now at Home Depot that's made by Pavestone. It's called the Rumblestone Fire Pit Kit. I like it because it contains everything that you need. It's got the stone, which you can use to create the round fire pit itself, and then it also has a metal insert and a screen. So basically everything you need is in the box, and you can pick it up and put it together, and they're pretty good about giving you instructions and step-by-step. Why don't you take a look at that? I've got to tell you, I have a fire pit now, but if I was doing it again, I would pick up the Rumblestone round fire pit kit at Home Depot.
Well, with the metal ring that goes around there, how thick is it, and would it rust and you'd have to replace it in a couple of years?
I've had metal fire pits for a number of years, and I find that they're good for 5 or 6 or 7 years, so I don't think it's an every year kind of thing. And this one in particular is made of heavy steel.
And what's the price of that?
I think it's around $400, maybe $450, something like that. But it includes everything, so it's all in there, you know, the brick, the stone, the metal ring, and so on.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Rumblestone will work very well.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Coming up, as the weather cools down, you might be looking around at everything that needs to be done before the winter chill sets in. We're going to share some tips on weekend projects that can make the most of these mild early fall temps when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we want to help you create your best home ever. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we are your coach, we're your counselor, we're your cheerleader for projects big and small. Follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Post your questions, call in your questions, whatever it is, reach out. We're standing by to give a hand. Celeste writes in saying, my house is 20 years old and the plastic water pipe that enters the house is leaking at the connections. I don't know how to fix this without breaking something. I mean, I guess it's smart. You don't want to make it worse.
Yeah, it's always healthy to have respect for breaking stuff. I'll tell you, there is an easy way to do this. There's a product by JB Weld that is designed for quick fixes. It's called JB Plastic Weld. And it's really perfect for this because it's a two-part epoxy that works on several types of plastic. Now, it comes in a roll. Leslie, what's that snack cake that used to be, like, rolled up with, like, chocolate cake and icing? Was that, like, the Hostess Ho-Ho?
Oh, is that, like, a little
Swiss
Debbie
rolls?
Or a...
Yeah, the little Debbie's, yeah.
Something
well, like that.
Well,
that's what it looks like. Yeah, except it's, like, part A and part B instead of the chocolate cake and the icing, right? So you slice off the end of it.
I mean, I kind of like the chocolate cake and icing.
Right. Well, I wouldn't recommend tasting it because it's not going to be very good. But you slice it off. You mix it in your hand together, sort of roll it like in a ball, and that activates it. And then you pack it around those threads where the leak is. And what I would do, Celeste, is I turn the water off, make sure the pipe's nice and dry before you do it. But I actually use JB Weld as a version made for metal on a heating pipe years ago that's in our bathroom. And I'm always amazed that it's still held like 20 years later. So it's good stuff. So try that, the JB Plastic Weld. I think that'll be the solution.
You know, Celeste, if you go with that sort of plastic weld product, I mean, you're not going to break anything. And it's a chance for you to fix it at a low cost. But if it doesn't work out, now you can always call a plumber for the extra expense. You know nothing else is going to get broken. So it's really definitely worth trying to tackle this yourself first.
So as the weather cools down, you might be thinking about projects that need to be done before the freezing winter chill sets in. Leslie's got some tips on weekend projects that make the most of our mild early fall temperatures in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, first of all, I mean, I always like to check that the water heater is good so I can have hot showers all winter long. So to keep that water heater running efficiently, you want to drain 2 gallons of water from your tank heater twice a year. Don't tackle this, though, without making sure the heater is not only powered off, but has had a full hour to cool because that water is crazy hot. Also, your heating bills, they're right around the corner, and a fresh furnace filter is the key way to keeping those bills low and your temperatures high. And if you haven't done so in a while, Now is the time to get on a schedule. Those furnace filters need to be changed monthly. I don't care if it's the first day. I don't care if it's the last day. I don't care if it's the middle of the day. Just do it every single month. And since you're going to be closing your windows and doors for good for the season, you want to take this time now to clean your house the natural way. Vinegar and water really does work great on windows and wood floors. Salt and baking soda, you can make that into a paste, and that's a great scouring cleanser. Olive oil and lemon juice, it's a wonderful chemical-free furniture polish. And I mean, you've probably got all of those things in your house right now, so there's no extra cost associated with it, and no terrible off-gassing from something more caustic while you're all locked up inside for the winter.
It's kind of like the way that our grandparents and great-grandparents used to clean houses, right? Before we started using all of this commercial stuff. So, great ideas. Hey, coming up next time on the program, fall is the perfect time to plant bushes and shrubs because they get plenty of mild weather to grow strong before next summer's harsh sun. Plus, it's a project most DIYers can handle without a pro. We'll walk you through the step-by-step on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.